Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of emotional trauma do people experience following an active shooting, and what is the best way to deal with it? Joining us on the live line to give some expert insight and advice is psychotherapist Dr. Joe Court, based in Royal Oak. And Doctor, thank you for joining us. Can you tell us what kind of emotional trauma often follows a tragedy such as these shootings in Oxford?
Well, a lot of people are going to experience depression, anxiety, a lot of mental health issues. And I always talk about vicarious trauma. So even if you weren't in the school and you didn't know the kids and you're in the surrounding areas or neighborhoods, you're going to experience your own personal trauma because it's vicarious. This is super frightening. It could happen in any neighborhood.
You know, it's so interesting. You mentioned that last night I heard sirens, a lot of them around 10:45. And I felt my heart start to race a little bit quicker because I thought, oh, no, what now?
Yes, I'm not going to lie. I felt the same way. I'm in Royal Oak, but Oxford, I know people in Oxford, and just knowing it was that close, I had my own personal feeling of vicarious trauma. It happens.
So how can parents, you know, I mean, we've got kids who are traumatized, we've got parents who are traumatized, and of course, they're dealing with the loss of those three students. So tell us, how do parents help their kids overcome the emotional trauma?
You want to instill that they're safe in any way. You know, they're going to have feelings of helplessness. It's horrible. They were helpless. How can they find some agency? How can they help their kids know they're safe and how to give them active skills around that and to get them to talk? Talking is primary. If they can't talk to the parent, they need to get to a person they can, maybe a therapist, maybe an uncle or aunt or whoever, that they can purge this information, because trauma is something that's loaded up in you and you have to find a way to download it.
Okay, so then that brings me to, what about the parents themselves? Because, you know, they're trying to be strong for their kids at this time, but they may be needing some help too.
They need to do the exact same thing, right? Because it's traumatic that it happened, and it's traumatic that it could have been their child. So some of this is survivor guilt. Some of this is, it didn't have to happen to my kid, but now it could. It exposes your vulnerability, so they too need to talk. And I love these community vigils where they come together in churches, synagogues, they come together in community areas. That's what needs to happen. We need to come together. That's what brings people, the trauma responses lower.
The teachers and administrators, of course, they train for events like this, but a lot of them think it will never really happen.
Right.
So is it the same advice for them?
Same advice for them. And what they have a little bit better situation because they're talking about it, they're preparing for it. And even though they're doing that, of course, when it happens, it's horrible, but they have at least a built-in community within each other. The parents don't necessarily, and they need to find one.
Okay. So what about, you know, moving on? Obviously, this is still very raw, but next week, the week after, what is this going to look like for students who are dealing with this?
They're going to be experience. You know, some people don't experience it right away, and that's why it could take months. But even if it could take months, you still want to talk about it. You still want to address that there most likely is some kind of trauma, and you want to keep things the same. You don't want to start changing up your life right now. Security is when you can predict the daily life of what you're doing, what you've always been doing, but continuing to make opportunities to talk to one another. I can't stress enough the communication has to keep happening.
Okay, tell us what to look for as far as warning signs if a child may need extra help.
They're more easily agitated. They might be isolating in their room. They were talkers. They're not talking. If you have a kid that isn't a talker and now, of course, they're not even talking further, then you can get them to do some writing, listening to some music, doing some of their favorite things to start to put them in situations where they start to feel more comfortable. You may have a child that starts hurting themselves or talking about hurting themselves. These things are normal reactions to trauma, but they need intervention immediately.
Can you talk about, you know, people who have dealt with the loss as far as these parents and these three students who are now gone? What do people need to do to help them and to stand by them and help them get through this specifically?
Well, the first thing is to not talk anybody out of their feelings and not try to tell somebody the way you're experiencing your loss is wrong. Everybody does it differently, but everybody needs to do it. And this is a loss. This is a horror. I was watching the news and watching these kids, and this young girl was starting to cry. Let her cry. You need to sit in your feelings, and our culture doesn't like that. We don't usually allow for that. You have to allow for that in this situation.
And one more question. There's no time frame for this, right? I mean, this can last for the rest of their lives.
They can. And if it's untreated, it'll go into their adulthood and wreak havoc. So I'm telling you, people don't understand that you have to deal with this now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.